Kaigao Ul, vocalist with Hunhur 2. We'll also sample something from the Middle Eastern fusion duo, the Darbuki Kings, a number entitled The Silk Road. And we'll hear from Tuvan vocalist Senko Namshilak with an electronic piece, an electronic back piece entitled Tanola Nomads. But we begin with the Chinese folk group Hangai out of Beijing, blending Mongolian with many modern music styles from their album He Who Travels Far. This is Hangai with the number entitled Hangai. from the year 1993, Out of Tuva. That's the name of the album, and the artist, Out of Tuva, Senko Namchilak, a number entitled Tanola Nomads. Before that, the Darbuki Kings, the duo of Robin Adnan Anders and Antonio Albaran, from their release, Lawrence of Suburbia, their number called The Silk Road. The Silk Road, of course, significant in the spread of civilization of China, the Indian subcontinent, and beyond. The trade, it was a trade route that pretty much went through like Syria, Turkey, Iran, Turkmenistan, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, Pakistan, and, you know, that whole area. Before that, the Tuvan vocal and instrumental group Hunhur II, with a track from the album The Orphan's Lament, Udugen Taiga was the name of that tune, about the reindeer herder singing about his world. As I mentioned, the great vocalist Kaigal Ul with Hunhur II. And the Chinese folk group Hangai began the program with a tune entitled Hangai, from their debut American release on 4Q Records. It's called He Who Travels Far. He Who Travels Far musically is listening to Earthbeat right here on KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles. A playlist for all of the tracks heard on tonight's show can be found on our website. Head to krvs.org. This next set of music will be going to Indonesia, Java, that whole area. We'll be listening to the style of music known as Sunda, from one of its master vocalists, Ijah Hadijah, and the very percussive, almost gamelan style that is associated with the style, the style of Jaipong from Sunda. We'll hear from some Jaipong from Ijah Hadijah. We'll also listen to some Krong Kong and Dangdut from Indonesia as well, to popular musics. And we start off with the more music from Sunda. This is the vocalist Yuis Kumaraya and instrumentalist Wira Dirija from the album The Sound of Sunda. This is a number entitled Salam Sono.
Yeah, Bepatepang Dabongan Orang Panggang.
Aduh, 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 aduh. Salam sono haturan bukan. Iya, salam, salam sono. Tawis hati sing jadi tilam katresman. Iya, salam, salam. Yeah.
Back in the late 1970s, a revolutionary new style of popular music and dance emerged in Indonesia. It was called Jaipong. It featured dance movements that were both erotic and humorous, and the accompanying music was dominated by pretty much exuberant, highly dynamic drumming. We heard two of the great practitioners of that style, the vocalist Ijah Hadijah there, doing Mahoney from her album released on Nonesuch Explorer. It was called Tongarette. And before that, the duo of vocalist Iwis Komaraya and instrumentalist Yus Wirid Dereja doing Salam Sono from their Globe Style Records release from the 90s as well. It was entitled The Sound of Sunda. You're listening to Earthbeat here on Public Radio for Acadiana KRVS. You can listen to archived programs like this going back several months, as well as every other locally produced show right there at our website. Go to krvs.org. We stay in Indonesia next for popular music, the style known as dangdut. It was a mixture of Indian, Western, and Middle Eastern musical features that drew pretty much largely from a Muslim youth audience, both lower and lower middle class for the most part. We're going to hear two of the great practitioners of the music, namely the vocalist Elvi Sukesi with the Sonata Group in just a minute, doing a number entitled Singaja. But we began with the Sonata Group, this time fronted by one of the most popular singers from the 1980s, Roma Irama. This is Begadang.
Tak punya uang, cukup berjoget di sini. Makan di antri
jago tidur di ubin pikiran bingung apa daya badanku terkurung terompet pagi tandanya bau jangan lupa nyarap nasi jagung ingin merokok mungutin puntung ambil koran lalu jangan sampai Anda mengalami badan hidup terasa mati apalagi penjara Tangerang masuk gemuk keluar tinggal gula karena kerjanya cara paksa tua muda turun bekerja bagaikan burung makan di antri nasinya jagung tidur di ubin pikiran bingung apa daya badanku terkurung terompet pagi tandanya baru jangan lupa nyarap nasi jagung ingin merokok mungutin puntung ambil koran lalu
and a couple of examples of the style known as dangdut out of Indonesia. That was the Gambang Kromong Slendang Betawi doing a number called Hit Up Di Bui. And before that, too, by the Sonata Group, one with Elvi Sukese called Singaja, and the other one with Roma Irama doing vocals called Begadang. Earthbeat was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. We go out with music from Okinawa, from the great Shukichi Kina. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next week for more sounds from around the world here on Earthbeat.